possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
The latest on what went down today over at Eastlake. It is Dukes and Bill. We're in studio today because of the chance of weather that didn't come, which was great. But they got a chance to finish a little bit early. They'll be back out there tomorrow. And before we get to anything else, Mike, let's take a look at this because I know there are people like, hey, what happened in Eastlake? You guys are there. We were supposed to be. But as we mentioned yesterday, they moved the tee times up. I think the surprising thing, and maybe it's not, is that Scottie Scheffler and the putter was not working as well as we thought it might from yesterday.
Right.
And so he finds himself 5 strokes behind the leader. And Mike, what did I tell you about Fleetwood?
Yeah, man. First off, Scottie, 3 bogeys, but 4 birdies, including birdie 18. So he finished himself up at just 5 strokes back. And we know that 5 has been a magic number for Scottie. He's come back from 5 strokes a couple of times, but he sits at 8 under after following up his 63 yesterday with a 69. Carl alluded to Tommy Fleetwood. For guys who aren't the biggest golf fans, Tommy Fleetwood is a guy who's done everything but win on tour. I mean, he certainly won some tournaments getting up to being a professional golfer in the UK.
Yeah.
But the guy with the long hair and the beard just never seems to bring it home. He's always top, 10 money list and everything else.
Tommy, don't listen to Mike. I know you're in the car. Don't listen to
Tommy
him.
Tommy goes 64, 63. So a 7 under today. He's 13 under. He leads. He's tied with Russell Henley, by the way, who's a Georgia boy. And he's tied at 13 under. Cameron Young is Henley, 2 strokes back.
Henley's played well.
Henley looked great. You and I were talking about how smooth he looked the other day.
Yeah.
And it's certainly, he birdied 13 and 17 and then 18 to finish his round today. But getting back to Fleetwood, Carl and I said, if you got no skin in the game, you're looking for somebody, if you're going out there this weekend, he's a guy you pull for because he's always kind of got, it's almost like, and now here's Tommy Fleetwood, 2 holes to go with a 1 stroke lead. Womp, womp, womp. Oh, look, a black cat has just walked in front of Tommy Fleetwood. He's just one of those guys where it always seems to go wrong. There was a NASCAR driver. I used to love his son. I'll look it up. I'll come up with the name in a second. But yeah, it's just sometimes there was guys you just knew that something bad was going to happen to the guy.
Every time
in the day. But no, the leaderboard, it's the best. I mean, this is the top. We talked about it. Only maybe Bryson DeChambeau, maybe John Rahm would have something to say. The best golfers are on the PGA Tour. The ratings we talked about are not existent for LIV Golf. This is everything we thought it would be. So now Henley, Fleetwood, Patrick Cantlay, not a fan of him. He takes too long at a UCLA. He plays too slow for me. Let's go while we're young. Scottie Scheffler. Now, here's the thing. We were talking about Rory. Rory is at 7 under, so he's 1 stroke behind Scottie. So you think, I asked you yesterday, I'll ask again. You think Rory can sum it up some juice?
I don't.
Some magic.
I don't. Look, he'll be, he's always fun to watch and a fan favorite. I just don't think he's going to sum it up anything to make this interesting. But I do think Scottie will, and I think he'll be Sunday in the mix to potentially win this again. And now here's the deal. he has this aura that, Mike, when it comes to Sunday and he's close, are you going to choke? And right. that's what this is going to come down to. Like, all these other guys are capable. Everybody we're talking about, they're great golfers. But if you've not been in these situations, and this was the advantage that Tiger had all these years, where you get in it on Sunday and then you're looking across and you're like, damn, this dude has won like five this year already. Mm-hmm. You're in your head. You start thinking about what he's doing and not focusing on what you need to do. So I'm curious to see if anybody gives up a lot of strokes here. You know, your five-stroke lead, Mike?
Right.
2 days to play? This is a big deal.
But we'll see. But again, he's tied for the lead, Tommy Fleetwood with Russell Henley. So we'll see. Carl just touched on it. That's when you watch, especially once they get past these, the fall. That's when the guys, that's when the nobodies win.
That's right.
Like the bum flub open once you get done with the FedEx tournament.
Well, like J.J. Spahn this
right.
year.
He was a guy that was kind of the journeyman. That's why it was such a big win. And then almost, you know, comes back and wins another big tournament down the stretch. But that's why these guys, you're watching, you're going, well, who's so-and-so? You realize, well, that's why you never heard of him, because he can't close it out. That's why, you know what? I will be pulling for Fleetwood. How
Me
about
too.
That?
Me too. Look, I thought he had a real chance coming into the tournament just based on the way he's played. What's going on with Scottie Scheffler? He's been the best. It's just that simple. But his work is cut out for him. And the crazy thing is, today, unlike we thought, the weather didn't play a role. So the scores weren't as low as they were yesterday. I mean, guys yesterday were just putting like crazy. But they were still really, really good today, Mike. And you know, you don't know what Saturday brings, but it's moving day, and we'll see.
Two of the guys that you might not be familiar with, Chris Gutterup, but he was 7-under today. Shane Lowry.
Yeah.
The Irishman. He also takes forever.
I like Shane, though.
Yeah, he's going to pick it up while we're going. Let's go. Come on.
Cantlay, you're not lying. Cantlay stood over the ball yesterday on the first tee, and literally, Zach Klein introduced him. Ladies and gentlemen, our 10 o'clock tee time. And I was like, all right, great. And then Cantlay steps up, and I'm like, I literally was about to say, can we hit the ball?
Yeah, he's like the human filibuster. I'm not a fan. He just takes way too long. Justin Thomas, 1-under today, so he's at 7-under. The captain of our Ryder Cup team, Keegan Bradley, after going even par yesterday, he had a big day today. He moved up 9 spots. He was 6-under. Mm. And I finally figured out who I was talking about earlier. I was talking about what's going on with Tommy Fleetwood. One of the drivers I got to interview back in the day when I was doing NASCAR stuff is Dave Blaney. His son Ryan's won 14 times in NASCAR, and he's really good. He's actually won the championship a couple years ago. When I was covering NASCAR back in the day, his dad could never win anything. One day at Atlanta Motor Speedway, 30 laps to go, he's leading, comes out of the pits, 3 tires. They didn't get the lug nuts on the left
he
front.
He loses.
And it's like, literally, that's the goose factor. It's just the womp womp. Well, anyway, his son has made up for his father's unfortunate bad luck in NASCAR. So that would be Tommy Fleetwood if he can make it happen.
All right. We will see. It should be interesting, but they're done over at East Lake today again with those early start times. Hey, real quick, want to mention Tish. She hits me up and put him up. See Dukes, follow Mike at Mike Bell ATL. Asking us, or telling us, should I say, about her confidence level with the team and the tackle situation. Falcons Cowboys tonight, 8 o'clock here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Tish says, she says, Dukes, I'm only at a 2 because I trust Terry Fontenot. See?
You might be in trouble.
Somebody trust our general manager. Tish says he will find a tackle.
Mm-hmm.
He knows how to find a player and will make it happen. We will not just rely on Elijah Wilkinson. I'm not worried. Thank you, Tish.
There you go. There's some positivity.
Thank you, Tish.
Certainly plausible. It could happen.
Everything's going to be all right.
But what? That was an awkward pause. But what?
I mean, you got to find that guy. Who's
Iceberg,
the guy?
Iceberg, run ahead.
Who's that guy? I mean, Tish, where are we find? Is he a guy? Again,
she trusts Terry Fontenot.
If you're really good, you're not getting cut. Okay, if you're a backup, you're not getting cut because every team has to have the things we're looking for right now, which is the depth of the key position.
He might make a trade.
Yes, but again.
Tony here is your quarterback, all right? You protect his blind side.
So we shall see. Again, I hope they do because as you brought up yesterday, there's college scouting, there's pro scouting. You brought this up yesterday. Terry Fontenot's background was finding diamonds in the rough, you know, finding that kind of player. He will have to do that here if we get bad news. And I think there is some bad news. We just haven't had it official about Caleb McGarry and the nature of the injury.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's going to be six to 8 weeks to get our swing tackle, who's good enough to certainly step in. And he did that 4 times in the last 2 years. Storm Norton is not available.
Thank you, Tish. That's what I'm talking about. Everybody's calling in. I'm at a 9.5.
But I mean, look, it's always darkest before the dawn. We were told there was going to be a tsunami rolling through. Like the sun is shining.
It is.
Today here in Midtown.
This is true.
We could be sucking down vodka sodas and shots like in wholesale fashion right now.
Yeah, that sun didn't come up, but like 6 hours later, though, there was a gap in between when you thought it was going to be bad and when it wasn't bad. Just saying.
Yeah, the drinks were so good yesterday.
Yeah, we talked about it yesterday, man. I mean, again, if you were out there once the rains came, holy cow, it was crazy flooding. So be careful out there. But again, I understand, and I do appreciate them. I recommend other sports would do this. When you got bad weather, get ahead of it. That's why I said, I mentioned NASCAR twice in a second.
Move it up.
NASCAR every time, man. You know bad weather's coming. Get ahead of it. Let's roll.
Yeah, I agree. They did the right thing. All right, man. We got to talk some dogs. Does Josh Brooks favor the 9-game conference schedule? This is the AD at Georgia, friend of the show. He says moving to a 9-game schedule is the right move. It's maintaining the SEC's position as the leader in college sports. He is echoing the sentiments of Greg Sankey, the commissioner of the SEC, who said yesterday, I think on the Paul Feinbaum show, because we were enjoying the Tito's Steelhouse tent, he said the work that's been done by the College Football Committee so far this year is progress. But he says we got to make sure that we remain the destination. Honoring the strength of schedule that's been communicated is really important to the SEC. Being leaders in college football, continuing to play against non-conference opponents at a high level, in addition to the 9 games, I think that is a representation of fulfilling that leadership responsibility. That's just something that's not done every place. Shots fired. He is basically saying we want to remain the leader when you talk about, hey, we're not only the best conference, we are playing our own, Mike. You add an additional game in the SEC, and I've said this for years, by the way. You talk to these coaches, and I have. Playing an 8-game schedule is hard. Now I got to prepare for another SEC team. It is extremely difficult, and it's not difficult in September, guys. We're talking about late in the season, Mike, when your team's banged up.
See, this goes back to the comments from that Cignetti creep up in Indiana about, well, we're going to try the SEC format. Yeah, give me a freaking break. You know, you're playing basically, some beautician school and the Harley Davidson repair shop, and that's right. You know, you're not playing anybody. It's just a 66 weakest schedule last year. Georgia, by the way, and this is where it gets interesting. You talk about the 9-game conference schedule. We had it in the notes from Day Day today. Georgia is one of those 4 SEC Big Ten programs that are going to face 11 Power 4 opponents each season.
Wow.
26-28. So a 9-game conference schedule. Baby Georgia fans, I think they're aware of this. Next year, you pick up Louisville. In addition to Georgia Tech, that'll be a great trip for Georgia fans. Go up to Louisville, do Bourbon Country. That's like a Nashville thing. It's a blast. And then in 27, they go to Tallahassee. It's a home and home with the Noles. So Georgia will be in Florida State Labor Day weekend 27. Florida State will come to Athens in 2028.
Beat down.
In addition to Georgia Tech, please. We're hoping this recruiting class comes together.
I'm sorry. Too soon? Yeah.
You know, great question. Who's going to be the Florida State head coach in 2028?
Too soon. Well, I know who'll be at Georgia.
Yeah, you got that right.
Yeah.
But that goes back to you're playing a Georgia Tech team, which looks to be on the rise. You're playing Louisville, who's been really solid of late. FSU's a mixed bag at best, but hey, that's still a pretty good rep school. And then you've got the dog crap that some of the Big Ten schools play out of conference. So there you go. And now that you're going to this 9 conference game locked in, you can't put your chest out because there's nobody who's playing the kind of gauntlet that Georgia's going to be playing.
No, no doubt about it. And I'm glad this is starting next year. Look, I was hoping, Mike, that they would do it this year. But they were waiting and wanted to talk more about it. And they finally worked through all the things they needed to work through. But this gives us something to look forward to next year and how this schedule is going to make or how it's going to look down the road. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. Hit us up, 404-726-0929. Text line's open. You can hit us up. Lots of great texts coming in regards to our tackle situation. And by the way, there's no new news. I just had a guy say, what are you guys talking about? Why, is there something new on McCary? No. But we had Ross Tucker on the show earlier, and he calls NFL games and does a great podcast and played in the league. And he was just simply saying, he's a former offensive lineman. Here's the deal. This is my experience when you start talking about these backups, which got us back into this whole conversation. And a few guys that called in said they were seriously concerned about where this is going. That's why we were talking about it. So if you're just joining us, that's right. Where that comes from.
Look, you certainly can find it. And Carl mentioned Andy Levitre a couple years ago. But, you know, guard is one thing. Tackle is different. So, I hope Terry can thread that needle, as Tish was saying, and find that star player or, you know, somebody or Elijah Wilkinson bows up and is going to be the man at right tackle. But I'm not doing this for blanks and giggles, guys. It's just a major concern, especially when you think about Penix being a lefty.
Yeah. So text coming in about that as well as some college football stuff. Real quick, I do want to mention, we were talking about Alabama, and Mike, it looks like that Alabama's getting their starting running back
Jam Miller. Yeah, he'll be back for Georgia.
September 27th. Dislocated his collarbone in their scrimmage last Saturday, so he's going to miss the opener against Florida State. Don't need him. And he's doubtful to play in the next two games against ULM and Wisconsin, but will be back after the bye week before the Georgia game. So I don't know if that's good or bad because, again, the kid's really talented, but that's what Kalen DeBoer said today.
Yep, so Jam's not going to be available for FSU. Florida State has a wide receiver named Squirrel, who is a transfer from Tennessee. So no Jam, no Squirrel, Carl, no Squirrel. In week one.
I prefer the Jam over the Squirrel. But yeah, man, and Jam, by the way, he's experienced. I mean, senior. So that's the thing. And when I say good or bad, I don't know if it's good or bad for Georgia's defense.
Right on.
All right, man. We got more to get to, Mike, including some guy talk.
Yeah, man. Have you been watching any of the Little League, I should say, World Series? A very interesting strategy that one team has found and is executing to perfection, which has enabled them to go all the way to the USA championship side of the bracket. I'll explain that. And meanwhile, in New England, Mike Vrabel is looking for rats.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Where to play is play on a Friday. Hey, man, and if you are going to the ballpark tonight, get those replica 95 World Series rings whether it should be, I mean, maybe better. I know that was part of the reason we unfortunately couldn't be at Eastlake today because they moved everything up, worrying about the inclement weather. But tonight, the word is from the Braves, Brian Snicker telling the media today, Bobby Cox will be in the house.
Oh, that's cool.
A lot of folks are wondering, will Bobby be there along with all your favorites from that 95 team? And I don't know, man, I love getting nostalgic about stuff like this. And I mean, there's nothing like this, you know, we always have the history of baseball. So if you were here in the old days of Fulton County and you're a Braves fan, there's going to be a lot of... I'm not crying, you're crying when they introduce Bobby Cox tonight.
I agree. Look, there is, depending on your age and when you got a chance to experience it, there is nostalgia connected to anytime your team wins a championship. And, Mike, those 90s Braves were special, right? If you were a guy that was maybe in your teens, early 20s, or in your 30s, think back to what was going on in your life at that particular time. And, Mike, how those championship runs brought the city together. I think it's cool. A few years back, I want to say they did this with the replica rings, and I got right. one. And it's just cool to see, you know, the rings have changed so much now, right. by the way. They're so gigantic and enormous.
Back then, they were I think they were size appropriate.
Yes, I agree. It didn't take three fingers, but right. that's going to be cool that Bobby will be there, man.
Hey, man. Grant McCauley just tweeted that out a few minutes ago. Speaking of baseball, most of us listening play Little League baseball at one point or another. There was a thing my dad used to do when he coached all my Little League teams.
Yeah.
And it was for pitchers. And this was in the case that somebody tried to take a base on you. And the idea was, so you don't balk, you step off the rubber, turn, and basically run at the runner and try to get it back to the base he's coming from.
Okay.
It's something we did. We did it in junior high school and high school. Reason I bring this up, if you haven't been watching the Little League World Series, Connecticut has advanced to the U.S. championship bracket side. They'll be taking on Nevada. But one of the things they've done, they're scoring runs by basically getting teams to freak out on the while they're on the base paths. So a guy hits a single, there'll be a runner on third, the guy at first immediately bolts for second. The pitcher then goes, what do I do? Well, in Little League, and they may change this rule, unless the pitcher is on the mound and the catcher is behind the plate, everything is live. Once you get the ball back to the pitcher and he's in a position to throw on the mound and the catcher's behind, runners can't advance. Mm. But teams, apparently their coaches or managers didn't know that rule.
Sure.
And Connecticut continues to exploit this. If you hadn't seen it, it's literally they're just running circles around the bases and they're calling it defensive indifference. The Connecticut Little League team is messing with this team from South Dakota and it's diabolical. A guy wrote on X, we call it Twitter, last night. Another guy says, this Connecticut team is unbelievable. They've stolen second base four separate times, one right after another. So again, it's the pitcher, whoever's got the ball in the infield's got to have that presence of mind. So, you know, the pressure of being at Williamsport and all that. So Connecticut, will they be able to do this against their next opponent, Nevada, who's obviously got to see it coming?
Right.
But it's just one of those weird things. My dad did it, Coach Poveromo, my old baseball coach, and I've never seen it. It's one of those things like, well, they'll never do this, and they're doing this.
I wish more teams would do it. This makes it fun. And by the way, the unpredictability of baseball is once you get a hit, Mike, you shouldn't be just, okay, well, wait till somebody else hits you over.
Right.
Like
taking a base, man.
Correct. That you should be trying to do and create things on the base paths that we used to do. And so I love this, man. You've not seen this live?
Because I saw a bunch of things. I'm on Twitter in the morning looking, you know, trying to come up with stories for Guy Talk, and I saw this and I went and watched it because I admittedly have not been watching a lot of the Little League World Series this time around. But yeah, it's unbelievable. So hats off to the coach because they built a better mousetrap. They may close that loophole in the rules moving forward, but hey, it's just like the tush push.
That's right.
If you can exploit somebody's weakness and they can't stop it, hey, man, more power to you. Meanwhile, in the international bracket, if you had Chinese Taipei taking on Aruba on your bingo card, that will be eventually the championship once these guys knock out the semis. Hey, man, Mike Vrabel, disciple of Bill Belichick. We talk so much about the Falcons, and we're not the only team which plays the injury situation close to the vest.
Right.
Somebody asked Bill, asked Mike Vrabel, who played for Bill, was asked to comment yesterday's press conference in New England about wide receiver Jalen Polk. And is it true, coach, he's going to require season-ending shoulder surgery? And Vrabel says, no, I don't know. Other than that, I'd like to find out where some of these reports are coming from.
Uh-oh.
Some of these rats around here.
Rats!
We're going to figure this out. So like Nixon, apparently he's got a leak problem. He's going to have to hire the plumbers. He said rats. And we know Vrabel.
Yeah, no doubt.
And so Vrabel got hot. So apparently, I know when Falcon News used to break, we always thought it was Scott Pioli. At least I did. But whenever there was a story that would somehow leak to one of the national guys, who do you think the leak or the mole is in New England? Is it Bob Kraft's son?
No, look, yes, it could be somebody that is was there. I don't know if he completely clean house. Is everybody out that Belichick had
there?
I don't know.
I mean, because then, of course, you had the unfortunate. Who was it that took him? Gerard Mayo, who was in the unfortunate gap year
right.
that was promised in his contract. So I'm not sure who, if anybody, was retained. That could be your leak right there.
Yeah, that's interesting. Man, he but that's some Belichick stuff, though, isn't it?
Right.
Like, oh, no, we're not commenting on that. Somebody's leaking this out. I love it, though.
Hey, man. Speaking of the NFL, last night, Giants got a bunch of touchdowns. And one of the great stories is he continues to say stuff that makes you chuckle.
He does.
Like, I love Jay. I heard Randy and Andy talking about it, and Big Bo Johnson, who produces and engineers their show. I love Jameis. Big fan. You know, and the guy's just. I wanted him so badly to be our backup quarterback for the contingent that maybe, the contingency, I should say, maybe Kirk Cousins would be traded. Here's Jameis. Take a listen after their win, and everybody threw touchdowns.
Rubber band, man. Wild as a Taliban. 9 in my right, 45 in my other head. Y'all used to push a weight. But y'all push that mind with them bands. You gotta rip it out, rip it out.
So that video, he's using those rubber bands to get loose, quoting T.I. in the process, for those who don't remember. And then later, more audio talking about his buddy. Again, it's a nice story. Tommy DeVito, some are saying he might not make the team because Jackson Dart looks so good. But video of Jameis commiserating with all the quarterbacks on the sideline, and they picked this up.
He's fun.
NFL teams shouldn't be able to sign Jameis Winston, bro. The way it should work is if your QB1 ever gets injured, right? Like, if Josh Allen gets injured, you just call up Jameis Winston and insert him into your lineup, bro, and just have him throw for the entire game. He shouldn't be a backup quarterback. He should be the backup quarterback for the entire league. Bro, it would make the game so fun.
From an anonymous NFL fan, we couldn't find the name, but it was on a TikTok video, and Bo Johnson found that audio. But yeah, Jameis, you see him on the sideline. He's cutting up. He's got Jackson Dart doing the W. Like, basically, we're eating these W's and all that stuff. But they're saying that DeVito, despite looking good yesterday, and they're throwing for a ton of touchdowns, he may be the casualty here because they're going to keep Jameis.
Oh, no doubt. You want two vets, and then you drafted the kid in Jackson Dart. Mike, look, I had my issues with Jameis when he ran that damn touchdown in against us a couple of years back when he was with the Saints. At the end of the day, though, he is the guy that keeps the team loose.
Right.
And that's what you want. You want a guy that keeps the team loose. And that's the fun that listener or whoever, right. you guys pulled there. That's what he's talking about.
Knick-knack, this, that, paddywhack, give a dog a bone.
Just dumb. Silly.
I mean, and he's done some – they had him doing some stuff and features during Super Bowl week. I mean, he's a natural. I just find that right avenue. Just give him a mic and let him rip and give him a straight man to just bounce stuff off of and let this dude riff, man. That's where it's at. Hey, one more NFL
what
nugget. Yeah, man. And the videos of him doing the workouts in the backyard where he's doing the stutter steps.
Exactly.
I mean, I could watch that all day. It's just comical, man. Hey, he's serious on this take. It was Eric Dickerson, Hall of Famer, one of the best backs to dress out. He went on Rodney Peete's radio show, Roggin and Rodney, on 570 LA, their sports talk radio.
Right.
And he says he has heard and claims that what he's hearing from folks in the NFL, the NFL told teams, don't draft Shedeur Sanders. Don't draft him. He said that we're going to make an example out of him, and this came from a very good source, a very highly placed source. You buying what ED is throwing down?
So this is across the board.
Saying he got somebody a highly placed NFL person told him that the word came down from the league that they're going to make an example out of Shedeur Sanders. You buying that?
I'm not. Only because I told you guys there were two teams that I know for sure that called about Shedeur earlier than with the fifth round, and the conversations went sideways.
Right.
Get ready for this one.
Oh, I don't believe this was collusion in the fact that, Mike, everybody that wanted Shedeur was all in on not drafting Shedeur. But I do believe that the teams that called ahead of time in the second, third, and even a fourth round team that potentially wanted to draft him, and some of these places, I told you guys, he was like, not my cup of tea. I mean, there was a team in Seattle that ended up taking a guy named Jalen Milroe instead of taking Shedeur because he didn't want to go to the Northwest.
Right.
I got a pretty darn good source.
I don't think it was a collusion across the board, but that is interesting because it felt that way.
Well, again, I mean, I don't know where Eric's getting this from, and again, Eric's a guy that, you know, played at the highest level, and apparently he claims he knows someone, but that's making some folks go, oh, really? Okay. I know that it's hard to get 30, let's be honest.
30, it's hard.
All 32 teams agreed there's no way in hell.
That they're gonna draft.
Again, if you're drafting a quarterback in the first round, that's different, but I still have a hard time that, you know, a guy falls all the way to 5'8". Well, eventually he will get a shot, just so much more difficult from where he is on the depth chart. Hey, man, Steve Smith doing some preseason football for Carolina. Take a listen to this audio and some conversation about, amongst other things, Bojangles, which is served at Bank of America.
7 yards out. That touchback puts the ball at the 35 with the new dynamic kickoff rules. A reminder from Bojangles. Scan the QR code on your screen to claim a free Bo's chicken sandwich. Got Steve Smith already did it.
Boom.
And don't forget, drive through Bojangles after the game with your gift card or free sandwich from tonight's broadcast. It's a win-win for fans and flavor. Steve,
yes.
Our fans run into you guys,
yes,
going through the drive-thru after the game. Are you going to treat the fans to a chicken sandwich if they spot you?
No, bro, it's one chicken sandwich. Man, y'all know my situation. I can't afford to be helping anybody right now.
Sorry.
Hey, here's one thing, though. I'm glad
we went off camera. I'm glad we went off camera.
Now, for those who don't know, Steve Smith is unfortunately facing a home wrecker lawsuit in the state of North Carolina.
Y'all know my situation.
filed by a man named Antonio Martinez, who alleges that Smith had a months-long affair with his wife.
He didn't deny it, did he?
I'm not sure. He filed a lawsuit under Carolina's Alienation of Affection Law, which they're calling the home wrecker law, which allows a spouse to sue a third party for basically tapping that A and interfering with their marriage.
There are text messages.
Knocking boots. Yeah, they got some evidence. And the lawsuit arguing that a genuine love and affection in the marriage cannot be proven and that Martinez has already filed for divorce. That's what Steve is saying. Say, look, she was on her way out. This guy's a clown. And yeah, I was hitting that. No, he didn't say that last part.
He didn't say that last part. But y'all know my situation.
Right. Hey, man, one last nugget. Could be another season of True Detective. First season, fantastic.
Very nice.
Second, not so good.
Okay.
Third, I thought was great. Last year up there in Alaska, horrible.
You didn't like it?
No. The payoff on that?
Jody Foster. That's right.
The payoff on that?
I didn't have a problem with it.
Come on.
I didn't. It wasn't terrible.
I didn't like it. Meanwhile,
it was dark, though, because they actually filmed in Alaska.
It was too dark. But anyway, Nicolas Cage apparently is going to be tapped to be one of the main characters if they're going to dust it off for a fifth season of True Detective on HBO. And I know I promised real quick, I just want to tease. I want to pay it off. Last night, as I was flipping around, no Braves, I came across a doc. Some of you guys may have already seen this. It initially came out in 2023. I love music, pop culture. It was a documentary on Ed Sullivan and the Ed Sullivan Show. You know, people think of him as like kind of a stodgy old character late in his life. This guy did more to help advance black people in America through pop culture and getting them exposed on television. If you are into the civil rights movement and love old R&B and all the artists, it's amazing. From Harry Belafonte to Smokey Robinson, the Miracles, to Little Stevie Wonder, it's worth a view on Netflix about Ed Sullivan. I was totally enraptured by it last night. Just amazing stuff.
Interesting. All right, man. It's Dukes and Bell coming up. We're going to have our weekly conversation with the CEO of our Atlanta Hawks, Steve Koonin. And I got to ask him, is this going to be a continuing problem in the NBA? Find out what that problem is next.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Let's talk to Steve Coonan here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Dukes and Bell. Steve, happy Friday. How are you doing, my friend?
Doing great, fellas. How are you?
Good, man. Just kind of a buzzkill. We missed out on East Lake State. What a great event that is. And obviously, just because you're a TV guy, before we talk about the Hawks, seems to me like LIV Golf is deader than Dillinger. I mean, it's like the PGA's got all the juice right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a weird thing. It got a lot of noise for what it was paying players, but actual tournaments don't really do, you know, anything to move the needle. They got a really smart guy who's running it now. So eventually they've got to come together, because golf needs its best players playing in its best tournaments.
No doubt. Steve, I got to ask you about this, and I'm curious to get your thoughts about it. I'm going to tell our listeners the story, because they may or may not know, but Malik Beasley, who was one of the most sought after free agents before there was an investigation that apparently today we find out there is no longer an investigation into targeting him as part of a gambling probe. And Beasley had a really good season for the Detroit Pistons. So I know we talk about, you know, talking about specific players, but I'm giving that for our listeners so they understand what we're talking about. Do you feel like where we are in sports and the partnerships that have happened, whether it be the NBA or NFL, that this is going to become more commonplace? And I'm talking about the circumstances surrounding a player being connected to something like this. And again, I know you have to be careful with talking about a specific guy, but this is something I feel like Mike and I have been talking about more and more recently.
You know, it's funny. I watched a Netflix show about Arizona State players fixing basketball games this week. And I had forgotten about that. I really am concerned about the money you can play on an individual player doing an individual action. Like, for example, there's two Cleveland pitchers who have been suspended for throwing a ball on their first pitch.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And you could see how somebody could say to them, that's not throwing the game. That doesn't affect the game.
Right.
Hey, we can make some money. And then you saw Michael Porter come out
right
last week and talk about, hey, you know, you can win some money, some bag for your buddies
right
without, you know, throwing the game. So I think there might be time to really rethink, what do we want to be able to bet on? What situation do we want players to put in? And what, I worry much, much, much more about college, where players, mm-hmm, now they're at least getting paid, but they're not making the kind of money that pros do. So, you know, this Malik Beasley is a difficult one, because we lost Caris LeVert to that. They were
right
going to sign Beasley.
That's right.
And when they couldn't sign him because of this problem, they went after Caris, who was a free agent with us.
That's a good point.
So there's ramifications, you know, in multiple places, but you know, his name got pretty much dragged through the mud, as did Terry Rozier with Miami, who hasn't really played since that investigation.
Right. Well, the thing is, and we were talking about this, you know, for guys who are new to the show, I think I'll include Steve in this car. We're big proponents for legalized sports gambling here in Atlanta.
Absolutely.
But I think there's got to be a happy medium. And when I'm watching sports, I don't want the screen to look like Bloomberg television. You know, I mean, it's just the real time, the live stuff on the props is almost too much.
Yeah, I'm not really worried about the picture on the TV. I'm worried about the bigger picture, and that is, you know, why do we have the 12th and 13th guy having, you know, propositions you can bet on?
Right.
Jontay Porter, who Michael's brother, has been suspended for life because he faked an eye injury after, and they got caught because the dummies bet $1 million that he was not going to hit his stats. Mm. The great news, and one of the reasons that we need legalized gambling, if we didn't have legal gambling, none of this stuff would have been caught.
Right.
None of it.
Because everybody's got the digital, you got a trail. Everyone knows where the action went.
Now, I'll set it up for y'all. You know, gambling is now legal in Georgia, correct?
Explain.
Kalshi, K-A-L-S-H-I, and Robinhood are both run by a different group for legalized gambling. Mm-hmm. They are commodity futures. And if you go onto their apps, you can legally gamble. They've won multiple court cases. That buying event contracts peer-to-peer is not the same definition of gambling against the house. And they're coming. And guess what they're not doing? They're not paying local taxes. They're not paying the hundreds of millions of dollars that legal gambling creates. And we could go on Kalshi right now and bet on tonight's Falcons game legally in Georgia.
Didn't know that. Did not know that.
Yeah.
And by the way, as we're talking about this, because this is just, again, this is top of the sports page or the websites that you might be on when you see the NBA and Beasley no longer targeted of gambling investigation. He's free now to sign with somebody around the league, which will probably happen, but it got us into this conversation. But Steve, the thing that we've been focused on in our state, right, is the app. Right. The sports app is what we've been focused on. And I know Mike and I have lobbied and we've tried to get some of our folks down at city council and, you know, on the state legislature as well to talk more about this. But that's what we eventually want. I did not know what you're telling us right now, but we still need the app.
Yeah. What I'm telling you is Kalshi's actually in the app. It doesn't have as far and broad of propositions as a FanDuel or a DraftKings.
Okay.
But this stuff's coming. It's coming in a different form. Huh. I mean, I've spent the last 7 years working with the Braves and the Falcons, the United and Augusta National and others, PGA Tour, to try to bring legalized gambling. We're only one of 11 states who don't have it. And the other states like Texas and California are tied up with, you know, Indian tribal contracts and things like that. But now you're seeing a company come through a different door that's nationally legislated, and it looks like it's totally legal. And so, like I said, you could go on tonight on the Kalshi app or the Robinhood app and make a bet.
How do you pronounce, how do you spell that, Steve? I'm trying to look this up.
K-A-L-S-H-I.
Thank
you. Kind of like the cereal.
Gotcha. Because we were talking about Robinhood, you know, off the air about that. It's Steve Coonan, guys. We've had on State Senator from Savannah, Carl, that was one of the guys that was the author of of some of the legislation. This year, it didn't even make it out of committee, Steve.
Nope.
I mean, it seems
I know. I fit many down there.
We're talking about legalized sports gambling. You know me. I want Biff's World. I want casinos. I want everything. I want Signia to have craps. I want the Reverb to have craps. I want to have a slot machine inside State Farm. I want it all. But anyway, when you see it not make it out of committee, we don't even get a chance to get anything voted on. Does it seem like it's just never going to happen in this state?
It does seem like it's not going to happen in this state. And the truth of the matter is I can't give you an honest answer. I understand why. It came out of the Senate. It hasn't gotten on the floor of the House. The governor isn't opposed to it, but he hasn't been an advocate for it. I will tell you, Lieutenant Governor Burke Jones is a big advocate for it, and there's an election in 26. So I wonder if that'll be, you know, brought up as an issue. But I think, truthfully, if Kalshi continues to keep winning and doing what they're doing, it's going to be legal in Georgia, and the state's not going to see one penny of benefit from it.
Steve Coonan, our guest, guys, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, dropping knowledge today that a lot of our listeners are like, what? Had no idea what you're talking about. And let me ask you this. Why is this not well known? Why is this kind of still, you know, and I don't want to say in that gray area because obviously it's legal and it's going on, but we didn't know. Like, why do you, what's the deal there?
Because most people don't spend the time and effort paying attention to these kind of things. And like I said, it's run by the commodities division,
okay,
the same one who sell wheat futures and, you know, hog futures.
Hmm. So that's why. OK, so it's not specific point spreads. It's I'm looking at it right
it
now.
It
you
is.
Can do it with the point spreads right now. Let's see.
They'll
here.
Have it for. They'll have. Yes, you can buy contracts for point spreads.
Right.
Are you looking at it?
I'm looking at it right now. Dallas wins by over 2.5. You know, you know what?
Isn't that called sports gambling?
That's it was in my book. Literally, yeah, and, way, literally and figuratively.
Do not tell your wife I'm the one who turned you on to legal gambling in Georgia.
Now, again, we make no...
Too late.
Yeah, too late. We make no money off this. All right, Steve, I've got a guy. I think his name is Jeff. But anyway, it's Kalshi, K-A-L-S-H-I, as Steve said. Guys, are, by the way, we're being inundated on our text line and Twitter now. What's the name of this? And Steve just... Those, thanks, Steve. You just dropped the dime.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. All right, guys.
Hey, it's legal. I didn't do anything wrong for a change.
Well, this is true. And by the way, I'm so glad we talked about the Beasley thing because that got us to this and you telling us something.
And
that
now Carl has action on tonight's game.
Absolutely. You already know. It's preseason. Come on. I got to get in this. Hey.
So, for instance, if I bet $100 on the Falcons to cover.
You know he can't answer this.
No. I'm just talking to you. Steve's just, he's a pastor.
I can answer. I'm the one who told you about it.
Yeah, but
you want.
Okay. No, just in case you're wondering how this works with the percentages they've cooked up, Dallas is a 59% favorite. You bet $100 to win, you're going to pay out $244 if the Falcons cover the spread, the 2.5 tonight.
Steve?
There you go.
Right now, you realize all the degenerates listening to us are going, woohoo, right now in their cars.
Oh, it's great. It's
what,
awesome.
What you're hearing from me today are facts, and what you're also hearing is frustration.
Right.
Because none of this money is going to help education in Georgia. None of this is going for Hope Scholarship. None of it's going to improve our state. And that's nobody's fault but our own.
Okay. And that's the part that we were getting back to with having the state legislature get behind this. That you're
right.
Exactly right. That's
we lose,
the part.
We get nothing.
That's the part. All right. Steve, man, by the way, what you got planned for this weekend? Are you going down to East Lake at all?
I'm trying to get there. Did they move the time of tomorrow yet?
No, we have not seen anything as of today. No. That came down yesterday when we were over there pretty early, and we got word about that. But as of right now, and Day-Day and Oren, we'll do a double check and make sure. But and if we do, we'll send something to you. But I don't
That's
think there's
really
any...
good golf, guys, isn't
oh,
it?
It's great.
Oh, big time. It's fantastic.
Fantastic. We're so blessed in this city to have all of these major events roll and World Cup coming and Super Bowl coming and hopefully NBA All-Star coming and, I mean, college football championships. We are very fortunate. And East Lake does an amazing job. I was going to go to this afternoon, but it got sped up, so I'm going to try to go tomorrow.
Okay. Right on. Real quick, before we let you go, again, Hawks CEO Steve Coonan, again, giving you something, news you can use today on the show. 9 games in the SEC. You like it for Georgia? You like it?
I like it if they can figure out the championship, because if SEC teams are playing 9 games, there's not going to be an undefeated SEC team. You know, there's no way.
No, I agree.
So Ohio State playing Mothers of the Poor, and we're playing, you know, Arkansas, not fair. So I think they have to figure out what an expanded championship, and they should work in tandem with each other to prevent this from happening. If you look last year, Indiana didn't play one ranked team, and they were in the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah.
Not that we don't love Indiana, and you can go on Kalshi and bet on them, and the state won't get a dime.
I'm sorry, Steve. I'm just trying to figure out my American
Mike,
Express account number.
You.
What's that?
Yeah.
Goodness.
We've lost you.
Yes.
Now
I'm paying.
Starting to feel bad.
Now, again, last time somebody paid me off in Bitcoin, Carl, remember I let that thing sit there for 2 years and I made like $1,000 on like $20.
Yeah, it was just collecting that money. Hey, Steve, we got to run. Have a great weekend. Thank you so much, sir.
All right, everybody, gamble in moderation, please.
There you go, Steve. Yeah. There he is, Steve Coonan. There's consumer news you can use.
Let me tell you something. It's rare, if ever, a CEO comes on our station or any station and tells you here's the deal. And he gave that to us, man. Mike, I was unaware of that.
Our buddy Ash says, I've used it. You can also bet on how much these stupid senators are making. It's amazing. So, again, for guys, I know we got to catch a break. We've talked about it. In the old days, crazy prop bets, you'd have to go to Imperial Palace. Remember on the back from Barbary Coast? And you go across to Caesars, and you'd say, hey.
If you wanted to create something that wasn't on the books.
How many runs the Braves going to score tonight versus, you know, some crazy prop bet, you know, versus how much Kobe would go for in a preseason game. And the pit boss would come out and go, okay, we'll take it.
Yeah, it was nuts. All right, man. We got more to talk about, including our team being in Dallas tonight. What to expect in the final preseason game? It's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.